This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up here very soon in Lenawee County. And happy to have on the program with me Jenna McDowell. And Jen, it's good to have you back on the program, and a friend of myself and, of course, the radio station for a number of years, so it's good to have you here. And you're representing the Gleaner Eatery in Arbor this time around. And it's good to have you on the program here, Janet.
Thanks, Dale. It's good to be here.
As well as Chris Miller, who is the Special Projects Consultant at Plain Wave Instruments. And I've known Chris for a number of years, too. And, Chris, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
You know, it's good every single time I come and see you, Dale. So appreciate you and WLEN.
Janet, what we're going to be talking about, first, let's kind of explain what the Gleaner Eatery in Arbor is all about.
Okay. Well, Gleaner Arbor membership is open to all who have annuities or life insurance policies with Gleaner Life Insurance Company. Arbors are community service organizations, and what makes them unique is that they don't have to spend time and effort raising money. You know, mm-hmm. most community service organizations you're in, that's kind of the hard part, you
yes.
know. The thing that people least like to do is raise the money, but they like to be able to provide assistance to community organizations. And arbors are able to do that because their money comes or flows through Gleaners, which is a fraternal organization.
Right.
So there are several arbors in Lenawee County. Right here in Adrian, there's the Adrian Arbor, which I represent, the Maple City Arbor, and the Legacy Arbor. And the Legacy Arbor is made up of employees of Gleaners. So that's kind of what an arbor is and what an arbor does. I can explain to you that we usually have four impact projects, we call it, a year, mm-hmm. plus several smaller projects, but this is going to be an impact project, which Chris will talk more about. But so far this year, the Adrian Arbor held a skating party out to the Adrian Skatium?
Yeah.
Skatery? Is that
yes,
what it's called?
Skatery,
okay,
yeah.
All right. For the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yes.
And the Young Marines. And that was a great time. None of us actually put on our skates, but we were there to serve pizza and enjoy watching these folks and interact with them. Then early this summer, we had a project with the Hope Center. We had the hot dog man out and served hot dogs and, of course, chips and drinks, the traditional picnic menu. And the Hope members were able to play karaoke and cornhole, and our Arbor members actually interacted with them in these activities. And one unique thing we did this year that they really enjoyed was to take a picture of each one. And we did that at the beginning of the event, got them developed, had them back at the time they had their lunch,
uh-huh.
so they had their picture of themselves to take home in a little frame, and they just really got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
So the next activity is going to be the project that Chris is going to talk more about out at the Plain Wave campus, and that's coming up real soon.
This sounds like it's going to be quite an event, Chris.
It is going to be quite an event. And I have to say, just to put it in context, this began with a call from a guy that Janet knows pretty well. His name is Gary. Gary called me up probably about 6 months ago and said, hey, we'd like to do something, and we have money to help do it. And I will tell you, that is a very unusual call for us to get out of Plain Wave. We get a lot of calls, and we welcome them, from people who are looking for help and support and use the campus. And we really are very committed to that in the community. And it's one of the joys of working with Plain Wave, that commitment to the community. But it was very delightful to hear someone who didn't need some financial support from us, but was willing to bring some in. So,
but actually, I mean, what you're going to be doing, what Janet alluded to in the beginning as well, making an impact, you're going to be making an impact on some young people.
Absolutely. And we're super committed to that. You know, we're spending a good amount of time doing outreach to the schools and both bringing students on campus and taking telescopes out to schools across the county. But you can never do too much of that. And we absolutely want them to be on the campus, not just for Plainway, but also for the arts groups that are on the campus and that will also be part of this event on the 23rd.
So, and this, you know, you mentioned this is going to be on the 23rd, and what's going to be the time frame for this event?
So it's going to run from 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And we're really targeting, you know, third, fourth graders on up and their parents. We'd love to have parents out there as well. But if you want to drop them off and just let them wander around, we'll be okay with it.
Okay.
So Arbor members will be there to help.
They will. That's right.
They'll supervise, right?
They will.
Right.
So what type of the things you mentioned about, you know, getting to see some of the microscopes and getting to get more acquainted with the arts out there on the campus. So what type of things do you have planned for the day then, Chris?
Well, first of all, to be clear, not microscopes, but telescopes.
Telescopes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
That was my flub.
That's all right. If you didn't show errors, we would think you were all perfect in every way.
Yeah,
so
I'm not
you
an
and
AI
Mary
yet.
Poppins, right?
Yeah.
So I've sort of in my head labeled this tours and tales.
Okay.
So we'll be giving tours of the facilities on the campus, including the Plainwave manufacturing facilities that are there. And for folks who don't know, we make high-tech observatory-class telescopes, big ones, and we make over 30 and ship them all over the world every month. And they all of that happens here in Lenawee County, from the raw materials being produced to the finished project being shipped all over the world. And so it's something that we can be really proud of because it's a remarkable leader in the global industry. So we want to see folks where that happens and the kinds of things we do and inspire kids to do it. And, of course, we're also super proud to have the Adrian Center for the Arts and the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute on the campus. And when Plainwave moved here in 2018-2019, we already had the ACA and the Woodworking Institute on the campus. Mm-hmm. And instead of booting them off when they bought the entire 57 acres, the owners of Plainwave, five owners of the Plainwave, are also actually all musicians. And so they love the arts, and they recognize the power of the arts, including the impact that a great arts organization and a great arts education has on science and
mm-hmm.
math.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of great studies that demonstrate that. So they instead retained the ACA and the Woodworking Institute. And we are, I think, as you know, adding the River Raisin Ragtime Review.
That's right, yes.
And also APG, which is a local, under-the-radar nonprofit that does amazing things with students who want careers in the music industry. So both those organizations are working on renovating buildings on the property and are going to locate their headquarters there as well. They won't be ready for this event on the 23rd, but you'll be able to get great tours of the ACA. There's a beautiful gallery that has a new show in it that's really cool, and there'll be folks working and demonstrating, and also in the Woodworking Institute as well. There's a class running on that day, and you'll be able to see all the equipment, and there'll be staff in all three locations to help folks see, as well as our friends from the Gleaner, who will be acting as kind of docents for folks and helping them get around the campus.
Sure,
that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you mentioned about kind of aiming this at third grade on up. They just show up on that day, Chris? How does that work?
Yep. It's kind of an open house in that time frame. You come in and we'll get you connected and seeing the campus, and there'll be regular tours. In some cases, there'll be people that are just stationed there and you will come and see them. In a couple of the cases, there may be a specific tour to a specific spot that happens.
And one thing that the Arbor is also doing is providing some signage.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is one of the things we learned last year when we did our open house and science expo, was that we didn't have very good signage. And so when we started working with Gary and Janet on this, and they talked about, you know, we have some resources we can bring to the table. And we said, wow, if we could get some signage, that would be really, really helpful. Because it's a 57-acre campus.
Yes, right? It is. Yeah. But a beautiful campus.
Though. It is a beautiful campus. Despite the tree fall challenges we've had this year.
I know.
a lot of our trees have lost limbs and that sort of thing. But still very beautiful campus. We're very proud of it. So
the thing is that this is going to be a great way to introduce to a lot of people and also to the students, which is really what you're kind of aiming at to make that impact on. that Jenna mentioned,
yep,
to exactly, you know, what you do there at Plain Wave,
yeah,
plus the arts as well.
Right.
And a lot of times it kind of sparks an interest when they're able to kind of see this up in right in front of them, Chris.
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, that has definitely been the thrust of a lot of our community outreach work. You know, we want to, obviously we love it when people come to the campus and enjoy it and have a good experience. But if we can inspire young people, you know, especially in those earlier grades. So Kevin Hyatt, one of our owners, he was given a telescope when he was about 10 years old, and he went to Cub Scout camp up in Jackson, Michigan, uh-huh, as a 10-year-old, and it was an astronomy camp. So they stayed up all night and slept all day. And in that week at astronomy camp, Kevin saw the rings of Saturn.
Mm.
And at that point, he said, that's what I want to do for a living. And here he is, one of the owners of the global leading telescope manufacturer, inspired at 10 years old by looking through a telescope and seeing the rings of Saturn. So imagine if we could do that. And we know we can do it. We're bringing students on. So this is really a great chance for them to see that. And again, we don't want to say the arts are in second place in any way.
No.
But there are similar inspirational things that can happen on all those levels. When you see all of that performed at a very high level, it's really remarkable, and it is inspiring. And so that's definitely what we want to do here.
Especially seeing some of the things that are happening, like you mentioned, Chris, at the ACA, some of the things that are being made, some of the artists that are there and doing some wonderful and beautiful things, too. And then the Woodworking Institute as well is that, my gosh, some of the things that they are making and they do there is simply incredible, too. And Janet, as you mentioned, this certainly will make an impact on those young people, and that's what you're aiming at.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think back to when Gary was mayor and we had the Mayor's Youth Council.
Oh, yes.
And we identified points of pride in our community, actually did a video that we took around to different community groups and showed. But, you know, we were recognizing then the fact that we had the three colleges, that we had the Croswell, you know, and a few other really gems. And Plain Wave would certainly be one of those that we would highlight if we were to do that again.
Absolutely. And it is a great gem to be having here right in Lenawee County, as you mentioned, Chris, because when I took a tour not too long ago out there, I was just my jaw was probably was dropping to the floor all the time, seeing the different telescopes and being told what they have been used for or what they are going to be used for.
Yep.
And some of the things that, you know, like you said, have mentioned taking some of these telescopes and being sent around the world.
Yes.
They're coming right here from Plain Wave.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just astounding. You know, I belong to a PEO group, and we have a program at each of our meetings. And fairly recently, we've had programs on Plain Wave, on the arts, on Sam Buford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're some of our best.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody has so much pride in the fact that we have a place like that in our community.
Anything else about the day on September 23rd that we haven't mentioned, Chris?
Well, one thing that I think may be very interesting to some of our students, we would encourage them to bring Frisbees out because we have a disc golf course on the campus.
You do, don't you? Yes.
And this was a result of a meeting that we hosted about a year and a half ago with the Lenawee Young Professionals. And one of the members of that group came up afterwards and said, do you think Plain Wave would be interested in having a disc golf course? I said, no one's asked us that question before. So I said, well, let's talk to the team and see. And the result is that we have an 18-hole disc golf course open to the community. You can come out and play at any time. So it'd be great to have the kids come. And if they have disc golf Frisbees, which are different than regular ones, you know, they're serious.
Yes.
Those are welcome as are Frisbees to come on and play a little bit on the course.
Excellent. Janet, anything else you wanted to add at this point?
Well, just hope to see lots of kids out there, and parents as well.
Yeah, because this is just something I think the parents will be getting a lot of information out of it and realization of exactly what is out there at the Plain Wave campus. And this is really great that the cleaner, Adrian Arbor, is collaborating with Plain Wave to be able to do something like this. And again, coming back to saying, making such a big impact on people.
Right. We even have a giveaway. I'll keep that as a surprise. I brought a copy to show Chris what the Gleaner Arbor is going to give to everybody who attends.
Oh, so that'll be an extra incentive to come out, Janet.
Well, I hope so.
No charge to attend. Free parking. All the events and tours are all no charge, and you get a gift. That's a pretty good deal.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think that's definitely a win-win situation, Chris.
Sounds like it.
Again, this is going to be when and what time again, Chris?
It is the 23rd, so that's Saturday from 1 to 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's come on out and just come out to have such a interesting and good time.
Absolutely.
At the Plain Wave campus, which is on North End 52, people who don't know.
Right, 1375, if you've got to put it in your Google. So
there you go. Okay. And, of course, we can say right across from the Votek Center, too.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
You know, you can't miss it. So, yeah. And like you said, you'll have some great signage out there, too. Right, Janet?
Right.
Okay. You know, actually, we reference, for people who want to know where it is, it's just north of the Frosty Cow.
Oh, yes.
Plotted Cow, sorry.
Yeah. It's a good location.
You know, Exactly. Right.
Stop there first and then, or afterwards.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, Janet McDowell, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on the program and telling us about this and about the work that the Gleaner Adrian Arbor is doing.
Thank you very much for having us.
And Chris Miller, with Plain Wave Instruments, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you back sometime.
I really appreciate it, Dale, and thanks to you and WLEN.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.